Some of the most significant words we perhaps ever may hear are those spoken by the Lord to Satan at the beginning of the book of Job. Have you considered my servant Job? He is blameless. Who was the source of Job's problem? God sometimes allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. And right now my heart is aching over the amount of sickness in the body of Christ and the way in which we approach that. Christians have got various ways of coping with it. Some are stoical and sort of the Lord's will be done type of thing. Some are on their hind legs, standing in the victory. Some, though, wait, seek God, find out, ask questions. What does this mean? What should I do? Healing, I find, in the body is not as simple as healing the unbeliever. Often God has something that he's trying to get at when he allows affliction in our lives. Often there is a root there of some kind that without this particular circumstance we would never sit still long enough to investigate and find out and get to the bottom of. If you find yourself in that situation today where the diagnosis is bad, the doctors have lifted up their eyes and their hands and said, it's like this. Go to the throne room, child of God. Find out what the problem is. If there is a root of something in your life that he wants to remove. God wants to heal always, but sometimes it is a more complicated issue. And standing on the word is not the answer either. Picking out a scripture that suits us, that's not the way forward. We must wait upon God and hear from him what he wants to do in that circumstance. This is a tough little talk, this one, because it won't be what you want to hear if you're in this situation. But beloved of God, get on your knees before him. Wait and worship. He will speak. He will show you and he will take you by the hand and lead you. And at the end of this, when you come out the other side, healed and radiant, you will know him in a way that you would never have known him before had it not been for the misfortune that has just come into your life. My heart is with you. My prayers are with you. Whoever you are and wherever you are, may God richly bless you and unveil his purposes to you. Amen.